It's the idea that you reach a moment in your life and you realize that you have not lived your life well, and maybe it's too late to change that. Can you imagine a worse idea? That is just terrifying, damning, that you have... I mean, we all know what it's like to miss an opportunity, yeah? We all know what it's like to waste an opportunity. When you've grasped something, you've held it, and then you've let it go. Yeah, that's already bad enough. But this feeling, this idea that you realize, perhaps on your deathbed, you know, how bad that would that be on your deathbed, that you've realized it's not so much that you've been a bad person. You're not thinking about this crime or that crime, this lie or that lie, but somehow you've just not understood it. And in my moments of despair, deep despair, another mantra that has sprung to my own mind is, oh God, I've not understood the rules of the game, have I? I've not understood what this game is about.
Would you want to?
Yes, yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, 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 yes. Desperately wanting to know. Not because there is one set of rules. You know, we're not trying to unlock. There is no one secret to life here. We all have to find our own path. Yeah, we all have to find our own path. But this awful idea, it's just terrifying that you either wake up one morning or go to sleep one night on your own, and you just realize, I've not lived my life, have I? I've not lived my life. What an awful feeling that must be. I can't think of anything worse. Right now, I can't think of anything worse.
And bringing up the thread of mother, there are millions of mothers who feel that daily, where they are acutely aware of giving up their life to nurture and support the lives of others. Even in their small family unit, it can be so easy to set yourself to the side one day in the name of helping a child or a partner. And a decade goes by and you look back and ask yourself, why am I so angry? And that sentence can't even bubble up to the surface where you say, I have to start living my life. Nobody is giving me that option, so I have to take it myself. Mm-hmm. And then how do I do so without squandering the last decade of my investment in other people's lives? Other people I love, other people I cherish. I wouldn't have taken it back, but where the hell did I go?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have to be very clear here. This is what we're not talking about here is achievement.
No.
This is not about that. This is not somebody who is in despair because she didn't manage to do this, or she didn't manage to do that. She didn't manage to write a book or run a company or have children. Well, it's not about achievement. It's something. And yeah, I can feel the feeling because I have felt it in moments of despair. That there is something. There is some truth about what it is to live a good life that I just haven't understood in a deep way, and it hurts. Really hurts. And it's terrifying as a vision of the future. The worst, the darkest ghost of Christmas future is the one, and I think Dickens had caught on to this. This is what Dickens was writing about, wasn't it? In Scrooge. Can a moment of redemption, can we redeem ourselves, can we change at any age in our life, and not by suddenly achieving more, mm-hmm. but by understanding what life is really about, understanding what matters.
And what did his character, Mr. Scrooge, do?
Well, in the end, it's love, isn't it? He finds his way back to love. Mm-hmm.